We got our semi-pro bass fisherman and Hilltop RV camper specialist on the phone here with us, Scott Cormier. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, great, Adam. This is my time of year.
Well, that's what I understand. I've been getting a lot of different reports, some incredible numbers of smallmouth. So let's talk about it. What's going on with their activity this time of year? You know, where are they gathering up and why?
Well, the key to being successful during the fall is understanding pretty much the seasonal migration and capitalizing on it. Depending on the type of water you're fishing, if you're fishing rivers or the big lake or some larger lakes in general, but pretty much smallmouth move from their late summer haunts when the water temperatures really start to blow up here about 65 degrees to 60 degrees. We're still seeing some temperatures in the river systems in the 60s right now, so they're really not bunched up huge, but once it drops into the high 40s or the mid 50s, like 54 to 48 is like prime time to be out here on the lake. They just move deeper in their winning locations once it gets, you know, really, really cold. But everything right now, it revolves around five key elements, okay? So obviously the body of water, if you're looking at, they're going to behave a lot differently in rivers, but obviously the water temperature. But mostly it's all about the forage. You know, depending on what the fish are feeding on, you know and I know out here in Badenoch, they're perch eaters. They're on alewives. They're on, you know, small whitefish. They're on big balls of bait. And if you find those big balls of bait, like we were just talking about some of the bigger sections over there on Big Bay, that's where the smallmouth are. And there will be thousands of them grouped up in some of these pools. They group up.
Well, one thing I didn't notice you say was gobies, because that's usually a main forage diet of bass. Tell me why they're not chasing gobies right now.
Well, they'll still eat gobies if they're available, but you have to remember they start cooling up. So they have these really large schools, and the gobies really don't school up. They're going to be, you know, on pieces of structure and everything, but those fish are usually leaving that shallow structure, heading to deeper wintering areas, and you're not going to see that many gobies in that 35 to 50 range, because the gobies are obviously orientated on some type of object.
Okay, so what you're saying is they're actually headed toward water where there's schools of forage, schools of bait fish.
Yeah, they'll be open water feeding on, like I said, the perch schools, the alewife schools, that type of thing, on the big water, on the big water.
Well, Scott, I want to get into the tactics that you would use this time of year to chase these schooled-up bass in such huge numbers. Will you hang around with us for our next outdoor report, and we'll talk about, you know, the way you should go about fishing these?
Absolutely. No problem.
Excellent. Scott Cormier from Hilltop and Escanaba, semi-pro bass fisherman. And we'll continue to talk about fall bass fishing later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.